The Mix, 745 DMBOD, after 8 o'clock this morning.
Don't miss your chance at Dave Matthews Band tickets when they come back to town this summer.
Less than 30 minutes away from Mix Morning Mindbender. We'll have that for you with big prizes today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just played Target there. I just wanted to throw this out. You know, we're all looking for some type of positive news out of the economy. Tried to share some with you before when Citigroup walked in yesterday and said, Hey, right. We look good.
Yeah, we're making money.
Look at this. They pulled their pockets. Cash just comes right out of the pocket. Look, it's been, you know, a great 8 weeks for us. We're on a roll.
Things are good. Looking right. up. Let's right. start spending.
We ordered the private jets back. We're getting them back. We feel good. Yeah. But other good news, I read yesterday that Target is actually continuing to open stores.
I love it.
When you keep hearing about businesses closing, mm-hmm. Target is opening.
Good.
I think I read 15 stores nationwide, 15 new ones or something.
I also read that AT&T is adding jobs and plowing money into the, you know, reinvesting in the company. So, yeah, you know.
Yeah, we're trying to find those good news stories where we can, and hopefully the people can springboard off those stories with ones of their own, right? Okay.
We need those.
That being said, let's take you to the other end. Ready?
Uh-oh.
Remember yesterday at this time what we were chatting about? You never really thought she'd say yes?
Yes.
Yes, I remember.
Throwing out that proposal just because you want to get that proposal on the record because you're getting so much heat about it.
But you guys might be in a fight.
You figured you timed it in a way where she would say no, but you could still get credit for the proposal.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out that way. Hey, Eric, my girlfriends and I were having drinks last night talking about the topic you guys discussed, how you never thought she'd say yes. One of my girlfriends is split up with her fiance about 6 months ago and confessed something to me for the first time, the reasons why. She said, mainly, I realized I didn't want to wake up looking at his face every morning for the rest of my life.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a harsh reality.
It's not that I didn't love him. I just realized that there was going to be a point, maybe a year, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years down the road, that I would roll over and not want to look at his face every morning and realized I was better getting out now than waiting. Well, I guess there's something to that.
Wow.
Sounds a little commitment phobic.
Yeah, right. But how do you tell your fiance?
I don't know that you tell him that.
You can't.
I think it's time for the old, it's not you, it's me. That's why we're breaking up standard speech. Mm-hmm. You don't go, when he asks for specifics, you don't give him, well,
it's your puss.
It's actually, yeah. That had ugly mug of yours. I just can't.
Can't look at it. Can't wake up to that every morning.
I've made it this far. I don't know how much more I can do, though. That's one of those off-the-cuff stranger reasons. Usually when someone breaks off a relationship or an engagement, it's because, you know, I don't love you anymore. Mm-hmm. We're not compatible.
Sure.
It's not you, it's me.
Reason that makes sense.
You don't generally hear, I don't want to wake up looking at your face the rest of my life.
No. Don't want to hear that.
Have any of you broken it off for a stranger reason than that? 312-591-6800. You'll confess right now. The reason you broke it off, it's strange. It's not one of the usual go-to reasons, but it was good enough for you. You had to do it. I just don't want to look at your face anymore. I love you. I still love you. 6 months from now, of that face, probably not so much.
Can't do it. Can't look at it.
I love you. I love all that you're about, but your stanky breath, I just can't do it anymore. I can't be with you anymore. Strange reason you broke it off. What was it? 312-591-6800. Jump in and be a part of it now. 749. Here's Melissa.
Your Eden's inbound. That's like a traffic from the Mix.
You know, I don't know that I can be with you any longer. I love you, but I can't roll over and look at your face anymore. Oh, it's honest.
At least she didn't say it out loud.
It's strange, but honest. 312-591-6800. Strange reason you chose to break it off, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, no way.
It was either that or keep the relationship serious from this point forward.
Yeah, never tell a joke. Nothing funny is allowed.
That's not going to happen. 754.
Call 591-6800. 591-6800. Talk to Eric and Kathy. Eric and Kathy. On The Mix.
The Mix. It's 758. I just saw a video. They are pulling the people out of that truck. That Penske rental truck that's trapped in the overflow of the Kankakee River.
Yeah. Went a little bit too far.
Somebody, some dope who's, you know, moving his stuff, decided to try to drive through and became stranded out there.
Hey, it's not his truck.
Well, yeah, he's got the insurance, so you got to take a shot.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Yeah, we saw that on Seinfeld. Yeah. Now give me the insurance. I'm going to beat the hell out of this thing.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Because I can.
Although I noticed the rescue And not to minimize the rescue in any way, because I'm certain there's some serious danger involved. But they brought a boat out, and then I watched them come out on the boat. Then I saw one of the rescuers just climb over the side of the boat and is standing there helping the people out to climb in the boat. And the water is not even up to their knees.
Like ankle deep?
And the rescuer then pulled the boat walking through the water back to the location.
Oh, maybe he was being nice and didn't want them to get wet.
That could be. But I think, you know, you drive your Penske rental truck out there into the middle of a river and then you get trapped. You know, the least you got to do is get your shoes wet.
That's what you get. You deserve it.
Right.
Exactly. Make them walk back.
Right?